A Morwell resident, who was asked not to be named, is behind one of the pages on Facebook where people have been posting links, questions, and their stories of the effects of the smoke from the Latrobe Valley mine fires. It's called Occupy Latrobe Valley.
I started about 2 years ago just to post local links, and it was somewhat involved in Occupy Melbourne. Like, I'd go to Melbourne on the weekends and help out and stuff, but there wasn't really anything in the valley to do with, like, social change or anything. And it's a pretty low economic area, so people need help down here.
What sort of action have you seen on that page over the past couple of weeks as the fires have developed?
It's got pretty intense. We only had, like, for a long time, there's only, like, 6 likes on the page, and suddenly it went up to 1,000 likes in a couple of weeks. And people just started posting on there as well and sharing stuff.
What sort of things are being posted and shared at the moment?
A lot of personal stories of how people have been affected by the fire, and the first off with the bushfire and then with the coal fire, the health effects the people are receiving, like the headaches. Everyone's getting headaches, getting nausea, trouble breathing, and it doesn't fit in with the official story that things are safe when everyone's sick. Seems like no one's listening.
Do Facebook pages like this help you feel that at least there is some solidarity of feeling amongst people about this, and that there is a community working on it?
It does help you. We're getting a lot of support for all the stuff that we're posting. We try not to have any agenda behind it. We're hoping, like, the community can make up their own minds by getting the information.
Do you think anything will come of the information being posted on Facebook?
Maybe the community will get together and the CFA might get more funding. Everyone has their own opinions on things. You can't judge people for holding opinions.
Other residents of the area, Heather Dawes and Larissa Albin, are planning action using a Facebook page they set up called Protest, Disaster in the Valley, Dying for Help.
Yeah, quite a few people have set up an organisation or just a little committee to try and get something happening, just to represent the community, because people seem to be in fear and not having anyone to represent them. So they need to represent themselves. So that's why I've decided to get something happening.
We're organising some action at the moment to get people from Morwell and the surrounding areas to all meet in the one spot so that we can decide what people want to do. It's interesting because people are starting to put links to news programs.
Are either of you worried that or concerned that misinformation or rumours might escalate and be posted on sites that you're involved in?
I think because of the site we've got up, we're getting a fair bit of accurate information, I think. There will be, in any social media, people who want to exaggerate or create some image that that's not actually happening. I haven't seen a lot of that. It is hard for all of us, though, to find out in any part of the media what's actually right, what's in the air, what the dangerous levels are.
It's a real fear. And we're not getting the information from the powers that be. So there will be speculation, and for good reason, because everyone is asking the right questions and not getting the right answers.
What sort of a following have the pages that you've been involved in gathered? Has there been a real connection between people over social media?
There have, because it's only been a few days that we've had this one up, and we've already got close to 400 people that are wanting to come. Yeah, definitely, and there'll be far more than that, hopefully, too.
Facebook's really helped us. It's an amazing, I mean, some people go, oh, Facebook, but it has really helped us to all work together. And we were still on Facebook last night at 11:30 working out posters and who's going to bring the speakers and are we going to collect names and addresses, a whole lot of things like that.
What do you hope will come of all this movement on social media?
I guess I'm hoping that people will start expressing a desire that we take this further. We feel there's been an injustice, we've been overlooked, we've been ignored, and people are hoping we'll go away, but we're not. I've spoken to a few friends who are lawyers, and I'm investigating at the moment with a local, fairly large company who are looking into the possibility of a class action on behalf of the people of Morwell. So that would work in that once the company that owned the mine seemed to be negligent, then people could put in individual claims to gain funds to support the fact that they had to leave the town or that they couldn't work because of childcare arrangements. all sorts of things that would have been impacted on, and businesses would be able to put in claims if they can show that they've lost money over that. So they might compare what they made this time last year and what they made now, what they're making now, because it seems to be a lot less. So there's financial reasons to look into it as well.
Does it look like it's going to be a likely case?
I would hope so. I'm positive that if we can find enough detail, they'll want a lot of information, and we'll have to have some money along the way to get an engineer down to have an independent reading of the air around Morwell, and probably somebody who's into finances as well will need to look into what we might be able to do, what people might be able to claim.
Another page that has sprung up is called The Air That We Breathe. It was started by Morwell resident Estelle Landy. At the moment, it has over 1,500 likes.
It actually was started after I'd attended a community meeting about 7 days ago, and there were a lot of questions posed by the public and myself that went unanswered, and I thought, well, you know what, the only way to get something done is to create some awareness and a go-to place. So essentially, I went home that night and started the page.
What have you seen thus far?
All sorts of... such a range of people are interacting on the page. You know, there's a lot of, I'm keeping up to date with as many news articles as I can, but it's people searching basically, they've just got so many questions. You know, they're searching for answers about where to go, what to do, what anyone's doing. They're just looking for any information at the moment, or forward thought, because there doesn't appear to be a plan in place. They're not just sitting around saying, what can we do? They're all getting together and thinking and brainstorming and trying to see what we can come up with. And it's becoming quite proactive. It's really amazing to watch in a positive light.
What are people doing on the Facebook page? What sort of proactive things are you talking about?
We're talking about, you know, what can actually be done in a realistic matter. Like, we understand that the fire, it looks as though it's going to burn for some time. So we're looking at the health effects and, you know, if it's realistic that we can help each other as a community, or if we need to have the government involved. We're basically just talking about all the things we're concerned about and then seeing if there's a solution that we can kind of come to, or a way that we can contact others to help us to get a solution.
We're sitting here at your kitchen table now. You've just got back to Morwell. There's coal dust everywhere. You're living in the reality of what's happening here in the valley. How hard is it to keep something going in the social media realm, but also to have to deal with the day-to-day of what's happening here?
I'm normally not a woman of few words, but it's exhausting and it's devastating at the moment.